Good afternoon, Scott Sproul. This is Joel Henson from Pelham, Alabama. It's my pleasure to be one of your judges here at the Northeast Alabama Marching Invitational. I wish you guys the best of luck. You're getting on the field, setting up. Nice salute from our drum majors and really, really good looking group on the field. Look forward to your performance. I'm going to be giving you comments in the area of music, visual, and general effect. Best of luck.
Good start. Have a great show.
Good horns up. Yeah, nice little intro here. Good start. Just gotta make sure it lines up. Yeah, right here we're having some pretty. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah, gotta make sure that the ensemble, you're getting all your pulse from electronics. Yeah, as we come in together, we gotta be careful right here. I'm hearing more counter melody than melody, and it's sounding a little noisy right here. You gotta make sure that you define this. That's good articulation. Da, da, da. Yeah, we need to all arrive at that last move together. Yeah. When we have a low note, make sure that we hold it to all the way to the release and it sounds the same the entire time. Yeah, a little bit of a timing issue between when I saw Montuba. Yeah, a good dynamic contrast. Nice trombone. Good. Make sure it's lining up from a standpoint of tempo. We're having some major issues in our timing and trombone. Yeah, good job in our woodwinds. Backwards march, slide, make sure our shoulders are staying in the front sideline. That was a very difficult move. Got to make sure that we are lining our shoulders up. Yeah, so in our louder moments, I feel like we're kind of not defining our role in the ensemble, so I don't really hear your melody versus your counter melody. It's just loud, and when you're just playing loud, it's kind of noisy. Yeah, nice moment. I like your field control. Not field control, field coverage.
Good job, nice and clean for early season there. It's a tricky one too.
Yeah, we got to make sure if we're going to use electronics and they're going to be present, you have to match pitch with the electronics. Good incorporation of all the elements. Our auxiliaries are doing a nice job of adding color. Yeah, just a little bit of issue with our backwards moving group and solo not lining up exactly the way we wanted it to. Yeah, this is a nice moment. Good trombone. Let's make sure we're all arrive at one together. Yeah, that's a nice moment. Yeah, so these long notes, they're kind of sagging and losing intensity. You want to make sure the air, even though we're playing in a lesser dynamic, we're going to make sure that we support the note all the way through the release. Good contribution from woodwinds. Yeah,
Yeah, to me, the development of this moment, it was kind of presented an issue. The big moment's nice, but the development or the transition to this moment had some major issues of kind of like intent, role, kind of what we were going for. This is a nice moment. Make sure our feet are moving in time. Yeah, be careful, battery not to overfly. Yeah, so where do we take the pitch from there at the end? Well, you've got to listen to the solo, sustain, listen, and match pitch with the solo. So you got to make sure you know where you're taking the drone from so that you're actually you're playing in tune. Yeah, I like the use of electronics. We've kind of used the same kind of pad over and over again to kind of generate these transition moments. Good backwards march here. It's not easy. Good tempo change. Yeah, you got to make sure we all arrive at the same time. Boy, this is a difficult move. Mainly the woodwind move. That's very difficult. That was very, very good choreography. Oh, we've got somebody lost. I believe it was a trombone. Yeah, a good battery. Make sure we breathe together right there, and I think it'll improve that entrance. Yeah, having some side A to B issues. Yeah, good entrance. Yeah, nice job. Just never let your tone be affected by the volume. Never let dynamics affect your tone. Big moment here. But there again, you got to make sure in this, the counter melody is playing as loud as the melody. So it really doesn't, it's not organized exactly the way we want it, but it is having great impact. Yeah, I got to blow all the way through this moment. Yeah, there at the end of the approach to articulation, I would have them use syllables, da, da, either tone, 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 or ta, 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 or da, whatever you choose, have them vocalize those syllables, and I think that would improve that articulation at the end. Really nice job, Scott Sperm. I enjoyed your performance. I think, like I said a couple of times, don't let your tone be affected by dynamics. That's an underlying issue. A couple of moments where we could, like, mainly when we're playing loud, you want to make sure you clearly define what a melody and counter melody is so that we know what we're listening for. And then I think there's a couple of times where our tone was affected by dynamics. From an articulation standpoint, my suggestion is at those moments where you want to do something a little bit different, you know, mainly our short articulations, have them vocalize the articulations so we can all match. From a marching standpoint, I thought overall doing a nice job. There's some samples that could be better. I think, like I said, there's y'all's big hit towards the end of the show. The development of the big hit presented some challenges. So I think that's one thing I'd look back at, because right now that's getting in the way of the GE that would be associated with that big moment, that accompaniment front moving forward. So I enjoyed you guys' performance. Very good work. I enjoyed the band. I wish you guys the best luck in the future.